An egg made out of that would be a...
A what?
An egg made out of that would be a...
China egg, okay. The egg, you mean we eat? I mean used for nest eggs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'd call them China eggs. I don't know if it's alpha milk white. I don't know. I tried to find some, but I couldn't hear Nacogdoches anymore. This, we put them in for, leave in there because the snakes would swallow them.
Uh-huh.
And they'd break up our hen nest. Break them up, you know, get the eggs. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Oh, just a setting hen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you're eating chicken, roosters, you know, there's a bone like this?
Yeah, the wishbone.
Any stories about that?
Huh?
Any stories about that or things people do with it?
Oh, they would... All I know of, they'd have those bones and pull them. One got the shortest and would get married first, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And a place where you store corn would be called a...
Or they'd call them cribs or barns, you know. But they call them barns more now than they used to. They'd say cribs.
What about a place for storing grain?
Well, it would be that same thing.
Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but we don't have any. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, seen them in other places, and they do have some in, you know, well, they have more grain in different parts of Texas, you see, where it's in other states, too. But
and they keep it in a...
Oh, yeah, they'll keep it in those big old granaries. And they have silos, but we don't have any silos. You know, you can put lots of things in them. The hay and lots of other things.
What do you call the upper part of the barn where you can keep hay?
Oh, up over. I just say up in the loft.
And when you... first cut the hay and you let it dry, you rake it up in little piles. What would you call those little piles that you have raked up?
Well, let's see, they rake it up in windrows, I believe. Yeah, windrows.
Is that how they used to do it a long time ago?
Well, we just didn't have anything much to rake and fix them with then, you know.
Did you ever hear of a doodle or shock or rick of hay?
Yes. Yeah, they'd call them shocks or ricks. And we'd, many years ago, we'd put peanuts on those shocks and let them dry.
How big would a shock be?
Oh, they'd be way up as high as they could. Get them up there, you know, to load it up. Put them on.
Would they put it up around a pole?
Yeah. Just a pole, and then cross piece at the bottom, you know, and they just stack them around that pole. And then they'd dry.
What about a hay rick? What did that look like?
Well, a hay rick is something similar, you know, to the... Like they'd shock the peanuts. We've had those peanuts shocked. And hay, they'd stack it and rake it up, and then sometimes we didn't have it baled, they'd just have to pitch it in, you know, loose.
How would the rick look different from the shock?